The City Council's Committee of the Whole recently turned down a permit for a surface parking lot at the university. Members say they're sending the institution a message it can't continue to tear down houses for parking. Council President Mark Johnsrud says over the years, the university has closed streets and added buildings, worsening the parking problem. He says campus neighbors can't park in front of their homes anymore. Johnsrud says the university should build a parking ramp.
The university is state of Wisconsin property, and it goes through the Board of Regents, and they just have to budget for it. And certainly, you know, we're all under a budgetary crunch, but, you know, we can't destroy our neighborhoods around the university because they can't provide for parking.
The city wants to sit down with university officials to find a solution. UW La Crosse Financial Administrator Ron Lostetter says there's room for discussion. But Lostetter says the solution is fewer vehicles, and that's a regional problem.
Part of it is public transportation. Part of it is having opportunities to bring a vehicle, meaning bicycle routes. You know that I ride my bicycle to work sometimes, but it's awfully difficult because we don't have clear paths all the way, say, from Holman or on Alaska or from the south into the city and so forth.
Lostetter says a ramp is too costly, and most couldn't afford the parking fees of $1,000 a year or more. He says not allowing freshmen to bring cars to campus might help. He says an agreement with the city that pays for bus passes for all students has taken pressure off parking. Lostetter has worked at 4 UW campuses and says parking is always a big issue. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.